opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. We're so happy that you're tuning in. And, of course, my co-host is sitting right across from me, Miss Diamond. Please welcome our guest.
Hello, everyone, on this beautiful Saturday, July 14th, 2018. Thank you for listening to Our Urban Story.
I know you want us to get right down to what's going on in our beautiful United States of America. But first, I want to give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559, to let your voice be heard. Miss Diamond, please tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is, before we get into the week's news, I'd like for you to speak to our listening audience about some upcoming engagements where you will be making an appearance, and please remind people where they can order your book, which is becoming a bestseller.
Yes. First thing, well, we have an invitation to return to Boston on the 5th of August. Camp Constitution has invited us to participate in their wonderful programming in that area. So we are looking forward to that. And then on the 17th of July, we're going to travel to Franklin Lakes for their Tea Party meeting. And we are going to just have a wonderful time with those patriots out there in Franklin Lakes. And then we have some other events on the 15th, I believe it is. We're traveling to Brooklyn, New York, and we're going to be attending a game with the Brooklyn Tea Partiers. We have some other things that are brewing and cooking, but for right now, that's what's going on.
So just to quickly recap, tomorrow, yes, July 15th, we'll be on Coney Island.
That's
There's
correct.
There's a baseball game going on. The Brooklyn Tea Party has invited us to come out there. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, July 17th. I believe that's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
That's going to be the Tuesday.
Right, July 17th.
Yes.
And then
Wednesday will be the 18th.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
And then on August 5th, yeah, we'll be up in Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah, I think those were the ones that I mentioned. And then this last Thursday, oh my goodness, I had one of the most interesting interviews. I was on the Diana Ploss show on WSMN 1590, and it's broadcast out of New Hampshire. And it was so interesting, so invigorating, so inspiring. If you go to my Facebook page, or if you go to Diana Ploss, DiannaPloss, she has a show every Thursday, and you can listen to the interview that we had. And once again, it was very nice. She had a guest there, Yvonne, and the three of us hit it off very well. Diana is up there in Massachusetts, and we met her when we went up there June 16th, mm-hmm, to participate in the 5th annual, Flag and Second Amendment rally. Mm-hmm. And that was in Belchertown, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And that was an outstanding gathering of patriots. So we're on the move, and if you'd like for us to come to you, please send me an email at Barbara from Harlem, USA, at yahoo.com. Is that good enough, Miss Diamond?
Yes, that's good enough. You want to repeat your email address and spell Barbara, please?
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from, F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M-U-S-A, at yahoo.com.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for that.
And then I would like to mention, Diana, as well as others, have been promoting the book. Jamie Glasgow's show, Stephanie Trussell, I was interviewed by her. She's out of Chicago. And they seem to be delighted with the book. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. You can go to Amazon, Simon & Schuster, Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today and see what the talk is all about. Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem.
Absolutely. And just in case you don't remember the title, on any of the sites that you go to, Amazon, Walmart, just type in Barbara from Harlem and her book will come up. Thank you, Barbara, for those reminders. Now that we've gotten the housekeeping out of the way, let's just dive into what's been happening. President Trump has been traveling to Europe. As we know, he was there for the NATO engagement and alliance in that meeting. He also visited the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Great Britain. He also was in Scotland, I believe, today, which is his ancestral homeland. His mother, I believe, was from Scotland. So a lot is going on. I think the president did a great job with the whole NATO situation, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I believe that's the name of it. It was started after World War II. And NATO began because Europe, after World War II, was in a mess. It was devastated. World War II killed roughly 30 to 40 million people. So the United States helped agree to to help rebuild Europe and provide defenses against Russia and different enemies and different predatory nations. What President Trump is saying at this point in time is that other members of NATO need to step up and pay more to maintain the NATO alliance. And he has gotten agreements from some countries to do just that. Now, in spite of what the mainstream media like CNN would like to believe and want you to believe, I think this is a tremendous victory for the President of the United States to have other members of NATO agree to step up and pay their fair share of the expenses to make sure that the European continent is safe and secure.
You know, and that's very important. The fake news is trying to make light of his success at NATO.
Right.
Time will only tell. Mm-hmm. But thank God we have a president who is concerned about America paying so much of the bill.
Mm-hmm. True.
We've been footing the biggest part of the bill for the UN, NATO, all of these organizations.
That's true.
Now we have a president who's addressing it.
Yes.
Our previous presidents, they were too afraid to touch them.
Yes. This is true.
Too afraid to touch them. They didn't even mention it.
Yes, you're right.
So, you know, I appreciate the fact that we have a president in office who not only campaigned about putting America and Americans first, but he's doing it.
Mm.
Every place he go, and in everything that he does, he puts America and Americans first.
Barbara, I just want to dovetail on that because I think what you're saying is extremely important.
Okay.
Both Republican and Democratic presidents would not touch the issue of America bearing the greatest burden.
That's correct.
For NATO, for the United Nations.
That's right.
I mean, because these are sacred cows, if you will.
Absolutely, absolutely.
At least President Trump, the advantage of having him being our president is that he's not a typical politician.
Absolutely.
He's not afraid.
That's right.
He's willing to confront these so-called sacred cows that have been using the American people. I like to often say that the Obama administration really viewed the American people and liberals/progressives/whatever you want to call them. They view the average American as an ATM machine. They want our money, but they don't want our voices. They don't care what we think. They don't care how we feel. They don't care about the burden they're placing on average Americans. I say average Americans because the very poor pays virtually nothing in taxes.
You're right.
And the very wealthy, they have their monies a lot of times offshore.
That's correct.
Or in tax shelters.
They have safety nets.
They have shelters for their money, so they don't pay as much.
Absolutely.
So it's the average person that is bearing the brunt when the United States commits to this, commits to that. So President Trump is saying, let's step back from this.
Of course.
We have to think about the average American man and woman, our farmers, and our manufacturing businesses. And this is the beauty of having an outsider like Donald John Trump shaking up D.C.
And the beauty of having someone who believes in letting his word be true. You know, for the last 8 years prior to President Trump taking office, my motto was the working class is being worked over. The working class was being taxed. The working class was, they were seeing their Obamacare bills go up. Deductibles were up to $1,500 or $2,000. They were being worked over. And now we have a president who's relieving some of that tension, who's thinking about America paying all the biggest part of these bills and saying, hold up, let's take a look at this.
Right.
No, you have to up some more and put some more in this pot.
Exactly.
It can't just be on the shoulders of our working class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one thing about it, you know, it's sad that the left is so blinded by their hatred for someone who knows the art of the deal and who's dealing on behalf of the Americans and America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking at something that was put out by Fox Business Voices, you know, Stuart Varney.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, we're in the process of the return of prosperity to America. Mm-hmm. We have strong economic growth. And 42% of Americans feel that they're better off than they were 8 years ago.
Mm.
Only 26% say that it's worse. You know, you're going to have some people that never can see any light at any end of any tunnel.
Right.
But the bottom line is that incomes are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Look. We have more people at work. We have about 2 million less people on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Obama was known as the food stamp president.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to celebrate those things. And my fellow Americans who love this country, who love our president, stay positive. Look at the good side of things. We know that there are a lot of negative things going on, but those people on the other side, let's be light to them because they are truly in darkness.
Wow. Very powerful, Barbara. Thank you for that. Earlier in the week, on Monday, July 9th, 2018 at 9 p.m., President Trump nominated Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the United States Supreme Court. Now, of course, there's been some gnashing of the teeth. The liberals are out to try to torpedo this nomination. I don't think they're going to be successful. You have a couple of Republicans who are saying that virtually all the Republicans will vote for Kavanaugh, vote for his nomination to the Supreme Court, and a few Democrats. If that happens, he will be our next justice on the Supreme Court. Your thought, please.
My thoughts are, those of you listening to the sound of my voice and maybe devoted Democrats, if your party tries to influence more of their constituents not to vote for Kavanaugh, you should consider removing your name from the list of Democrats. The Supreme Court needs people who are constitutional jurists.
Right.
I'm making
right.
it up.
No. That's a good term because
that will keep our republic on track. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want to say something?
No, you're fine. That's important. That's actually,
absolutely.
I've never heard that term used before.
I just made it up.
But I think it's a good term.
Thank you.
Because we do need men and women on this Supreme Court who are constitutional jurists. Now, what exactly does that mean? Let's just break this down a little bit.
You want me, no, my interpretation
please.
Is that they respect the Constitution of the United States of America. That they will not say, oh, it's a living document. It changes to suit this or that. You know, if you go to our Constitution, you won't find a word in there about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Not one word. You won't find a word about health care in our Constitution. Stick with the Constitution. It has worked all of these years, and it will continue to work.
You know, and that's exactly it, Barbara.
Okay.
The Constitution is not a living and breathing
no.
document.
No.
It is the bedrock of our laws in the United States.
Of our civil society. That's right.
States can go beyond the Constitution.
Yes.
But they cannot do anything. They have to, the minimum in terms of liberties and rights, they have to do what's in the Constitution. That's, it is the bedrock upon which we build our laws and our system.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. The United States Supreme Court jurists, their job is to interpret the Constitution.
Absolutely.
That is their job.
Absolutely.
As Brett Kavanaugh has said, the nominee to the Supreme Court, it is not the judge's position to make law.
Absolutely.
Their job is to interpret
absolutely
the law.
That's right.
There are three branches. The legislative branch makes the law. The judicial branch interprets the law.
Absolutely.
And the executive branch enforces the law. So Brett Kavanaugh, who's the nominee,
yes,
has made that very clear. And liberals, we're saying liberal, when I say liberal,
secular humanists,
we're really talking about secular humanists.
Uh-huh.
Who are trying to block out and blot out the fact that this nation was built on our Judeo-Christian values. There is a set of laws, bedrock laws, that govern this nation, and they're made up in the United States Constitution, and that is, for the Supreme Court, their guiding light. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's 85, she's a liberal on the court, she said she looks to European laws, she looks to other laws. That is inappropriate because as a United States Supreme Court jurist, you are supposed to only look at U.S. law.
Well, you know, people like Ginsburg make up their own rules and they have their own morality. But my point is, and I hope everyone listening, even if you're not a Democrat, pass it on to those Democrats. If you know of any Democrat whose representative will fight Kavanaugh and not try to and try to keep him off of the bench, that person is not fit to be in Congress, in my estimation. Because, number one, this country needs solid jurists, constitutional jurists. And I don't care what party you belong to. Number one, you should be concerned about this country and what are we leaving to those coming behind us. Because we've had it pretty darn good, I believe. And we need to see that that legacy is sustained. And if you have people who are supporting people who are trying to get him to withdraw his name or not be confirmed, we don't need these obstructionists to keep on making things very difficult in America. The bottom line is, unless Donald Trump got up there, and that this may sound kind of way out, but this is how I feel today, way out. The only person whom the Democrats, the secular humanists, the liberals, the progressive, any label you want to give them, the only person I feel, and this is my opinion, that he could nominate and they would accept, to me, would be the one from the dark side. You know who I'm talking about. Because they are concerned about abortion, Roe versus Wade being overturned. Their main concern is abortion. All we have to do is look at that so-called, hardly can understand what she's saying, so-called comedian. How she had nerve enough to dress in the colors of our flag and say, God bless abortions. God bless America. The only God that blesses abortion, which is murder, premeditated murder, is the little g God from the dark side of hell.
Well, the comedian, I'll put that in quotation marks because she's not
I can barely
funny.
Understand what she's even saying.
She's not very funny.
She's not. She's vulgar.
She's vulgar.
She is.
Michelle Wolf. And I was reluctant to talk about this because I don't even want to call her name. She's a media whore. She's a publicity whore. And she's disgusting.
Yes.
Now, my thoughts on her is that she's hurting the pro-abortion crowd. Now, she for her to go on television, on Netflix, and go as far as to say, God bless abortions, that's disgusting.
That's not the right God.
That's wicked. That's unnecessary, and that's disgraceful. Even if you support abortions, You don't do something of that nature. The only thing she has succeeded at doing is making people realize the left, the progressives, they're off the rocker.
Yes.
To say abortions, as Bill Clinton, now he's a Democrat. Bill Clinton said in the 1990s, abortion should be safe and rare. What happened to that?
Oh, that's
the Democratic Party has gone off the deep end.
They have.
And if I were those musicians, whoever was backing her, I saw a clip of her.
I think three of them were in the background.
I wouldn't even have done that. I would have told the producers of the show, if I found out this woman was going to say, God bless abortions, I would have said, no, I can't do that show. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, Ben Shapiro said that she's morally empty and insane. She's vile.
Yeah.
You know, and the only thing I can say to what God says that he is not mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. It's in God's hands because God created, you know, her.
I think, you know, Barbara, I think when you say murder, that's a very powerful term. I know what you
Absolutely.
Mean.
Absolutely.
You and I discussed this off the air. And really, technically, it is murder. And even if you're not, you believe in abortions in some cases. What Michelle Wolf did was obscene. And I don't think any Democrat in his or her right mind would even support her saying, God bless abortions. That's way over the cliff. Because abortion, when you think about it, is a premeditated taking of an unborn baby's life.
Absolutely.
If that mother had given birth to that baby and stabbed it to death, she would be locked up and she would be on trial for murder. The only difference between her doing that and what the doctor is doing is he has a license
to
end the life of the unborn child.
And you know, it's just, it's beyond disgraceful. That's why I'm saying that people who are in the Democratic Party need to think twice about that party.
Yeah.
Now, a friend of mine from Massachusetts, Dennis, he turned me on to a YouTube clip. And it's made by a gentleman named Brandon, Straka, Straka. And he says, and the name of it is Walk Away. And the title is Why I Left the Democratic Party. Please go to YouTube and look at it. Anybody with an ounce of morality would be saying to themselves, why am I so loyal to a party that's so anti-God, that's so anti-America, that has told so many lies, that have promised black people and people, not just black people, but minorities and people, the underserved people, for decades, how they were going to improve their life. And look at what they've done. Look at Chicago. Look at the crime rate. Look at Harlem. Look at any of these at Compton, where Maxine Waters reigns. They've done nothing to help improve the quality of life for the people who have constantly voted for them. We need these people like Maxine Waters removed, because when someone comes to the Senate to be confirmed, who is an asset and will be an asset to America, to this republic, we don't need these obstructionists like Elizabeth Warren and others not voting for them just because their party has become so immoral, so anti-American, and such a disgrace to this wonderful, wonderful country. This young man, who happens to be white, walked away from the Democratic Party, and he gives solid reasons why he did it. We're going to go for break. Stay with us. We have more on our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Oh, hello, hello. We're back at our Urban Story. The call-in number, 973-925-4559. Miss Diamond, you wanted to...
Yeah, I wanted to just talk about the walkaway movement, which is picking up a lot of steam.
Amen.
It's going viral, as they say. A lot of people are adopting this approach.
Yes.
And I just want to talk about the young man who kind of started it. He's a homosexual hairdresser from New York City.
Yes, he is.
And he started this walkaway movement. And recently, when he went into a store in New York, they refused him service because of the fact that he's now famous for beginning this walk away from the Democrats, Democratic Party movement. I just wanted to mention that.
That's wonderful, yes. And you see a lot of people, you know, a lot of black people and other people are reconsidering their membership on that, you know, with the Democratic Party.
Well, Barbara, I know that you want to talk about Jimmy Carter's crazy comments.
Oh, my goodness.
But I also want to kind of fold that in with, can you be, and this is very controversial, Can you be a committed Christian and support the Democratic Party in its current form?
No.
Are they contradictory? Explain that, please, Laura.
No, they can't. And I explain that fully in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And I mentioned that that's the saddest chapter in the book, because I know many people who go to church very faithfully, particularly in the black community, but yet and still, if you mention the word Republican, they have something hateful and horrible to say. I've heard one devoted churchgoer one time tell me that they hated Bush, you know, and I mean, I've had two of them do that, and they could never give you a reason why. But it's just with the person having that Republican attached to their name, that these churchgoing people have been trained to hate people who've done nothing to them. And that's sad. You cannot follow Jesus. And Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments and be a faithful, loyal member of the Democratic Party.
Now, Barbara,
you cannot, because it contradicts with the Bible.
That's good. I agree with you.
It totally.
But tell us why. Let's start one by one.
Because God is very clear. He hates the shedding of innocent blood, but that's in Proverbs.
That's abortion.
What blood is more innocent than that of a baby? There is no blood that's more innocent. And we are talking about homosexual unions. The Bible says that that's unnatural. Period. He doesn't make any excuses for it. When Jesus attended a wedding, he didn't attend a wedding of people of the same sex, male and female. As simple as that. And Jesus is God. So how can we say we love him and when we defy his commandments? We make his commandments to suit what we want to do, or whatever mainstream media has told us to think and do, or what somebody from the pulpit tells us to think or do, or what our family tells us to think or do, instead of letting God tell us what to do, how to live.
Now, Barbara, that brings me to Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter seems to be a living example of letting the media influence his thinking. Now, Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, one of the least successful, a Christian, he calls himself.
He's not a Christian.
But you know, talk to us a little bit about what Jimmy Carter said.
Well, that's ridiculous what he said.
Tell us what he said.
What he said was that he believes that Jesus would approve of gay marriage.
And some abortions.
I didn't even read that part.
Yeah, he said that.
I got right there to gay marriages,
gotcha.
And I stopped.
Gotcha.
Because that's absurd enough.
Exactly.
If God is the same yesterday, today, and always, what would give Jimmy Carter the nerve to say something like that?
Right.
So that means when the Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that's not true, according to Jimmy Carter, because at this time, Jesus would accept gay marriage and abortions. That would be in complete defiance to his word when he says he hates the shedding of innocent blood. You know, when Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood was crying out from the grave, from the ground, I should say. You know, and these babies, their blood is crying out. We wonder why we have so much violence in this land. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Period.
You know, abortion is a very touchy subject, but Barbara, you know, legally it's not murder, as we discussed earlier. But when you put it in the context of what defines what is legally murder, premeditation, malevolent thought, malicious intent, it is murder.
But you know what?
And for Jimmy Carter, I'm sorry, Barbara, for Jimmy Carter to say Jesus would approve of some abortions, why would he even...
But that doesn't even make sense. That shows you... Well, when he was bending down at the gravesite of Arafat, that told me a lot. If I could have rejected or taken back my vote for him, I would have done it, because he's not a Christian. You know, many people say that they're Christians, but they're Christians in word only. That's why Jesus says they worship me with their lips. With their lips, lip service, but their hearts are far from me. You know, those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Jimmy Carter has not represented the truth, doesn't represent the truth. So, you know, I don't even want to even think anymore on him, because that is disgusting. In addition to that, would Jesus I hate to entertain it, but would Jesus want people to suffer the psychological and emotional scars and guilt that they do from killing a baby? No, he wouldn't. Would he want to put them at high medical risk for cancer? Because, you know, when you interrupt the pregnancy, all of the things that are taking place in your body, the milk that's being prepared in your breast and all that, where does that go? It's not going into the stomach and the belly of a baby. You know what I mean? So you're putting yourself at medical risk. I was at a conference one time, and a doctor presented the medical proof that they are at higher risk of getting breast cancer by going through an abortion. Not one of these people, including that crazy, insane, immoral comedian, ever talk about the psychological or the emotional effects of having a baby. The guilt. You know, that's...
abortion.
Of having an abortion. That's why many of our young ladies are on drugs now. That's why they've given up on themselves. They look at babies that are walking around and say, that could have been my son. That could have been my daughter. And that guilt kills them. Helps them turn to drugs, alcohol, promiscuity. What's wrong? And you'll never hear the Democrats or people like that so-called comedian promoting abstinence. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the thing about it, when I was running my agency in New York City, the health department used to send me prophylactics free of charge. Mm-hmm. So you can get birth control. You don't have to get pregnant. You don't have to have an abortion and go to one of these slaughterhouses where they're ripping the babies out and selling baby parts. That is demonic.
Well, I remember, and someone I was reading somewhere, someone brought up the fact that when then-President Obama was speaking to Planned Parenthood, he said, God bless you. So the Democrats have a history, these liberals have a history of making, it's almost sacrilegious how they're intersecting abortion with God. Abortion is disgraceful for President Obama to have said that to Planned Parenthood when the whole reason it was set up was to destroy black children.
Absolutely. But the thing about it, they're not talking about the God of the Bible. That's quite evident when he went to Georgetown and had all of the religious symbols covered up. They're talking about the other God, the God of darkness, who is the father of a lie and the father of murder and killing. That's the God that they're referring to. Even in his 2007 senatorial record, he pledged full support to Planned Parenthood. That was another reason why I had made up my mind back in 2007, if he was going to run for president, I was not going to vote for him. I saw it then. And and like I said, just like with this so-called comedian, when she says, God bless America, God bless abortions, they're not referring to the God of the Bible because they reject that God. That God is, they hate that God.
So what they're doing essentially is making a mockery. They're saying
that's
God,
what they're doing.
But they don't really mean it.
That's right.
Because you're rejecting.
They're rebelling against.
You're rebelling against the God of the Bible. That's
absolutely
very clear.
So they're talking about the God of this world. They have been blinded.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
By the God of this world. And that God, that little g God, is their father.
And for a woman who's listening to us, if you had an abortion, God will forgive. But when you have women who brag about having four or five abortions, it's disgusting. Because at the end of the day, it is ending a human life. They need to understand the impact. Abortions, if you've had an abortion or whatever, that should not be something you're proud of. You should be ashamed of it. But it's not something that should kill you. The guilt shouldn't kill you. But it should not be something you celebrate. And I've heard celebrities, oh, I'm proud of my abortion. I had a great abortion. That is disgusting because you're ending a human life.
And they're really putting on a facade because when they go home and they're alone, they too have psychological and emotional issues about ending that human life. The best thing is to start practicing abstinence. That's one way you don't get pregnant, have an unwanted pregnancy. Abstinence. And marriage, we need to start rethinking about rebuilding the family as God designed it to be.
Absolutely.
You know, but at any rate, birth control is free from the Department of Health.
Right.
Anytime I go into my doctor's office for a checkup or whatever, my primary care physician, they're prophylactics on the counter. Mm-hmm. I go down to see my cardiologist, prophylactics free. Pick them up. No one asks your questions. You don't have to fill out any forms.
Let's move on, Barbara, to Peter Strzok,
yes.
Former FBI agent. Actually, he still is an FBI agent. Let's talk about him a little bit, because he testified before Congress this past week. And for those who aren't familiar with who he is, he, along with his lover, he's a married man, but he had an affair with Lisa Page of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And he and others went on some kind of underground campaign to either disrupt, stop, or try to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. Now, you saw a clip of his testimony before Congress. Barbara, tell us what your thoughts are, please.
To be honest with you, I think he's a total... he's an astronomical disgrace to the FBI. Mm. You know, the man, I wouldn't want him to come and escort me anyplace. Mm. I mean, he doesn't even look like he's playing with a full deck. Anyway. That's why, you know, when people say, oh, we have to have more gun control laws or whatever. See, he passed whatever screening there was for him to be an FBI agent, and you know he's armed.
Right.
But look at him. He looked like him and the cuckoo bird could go hand in hand. He looks cuckoo. Mm. He sounds cuckoo. Yeah. If he says what his hatred toward Donald Trump is not biased.
Absolutely was biased.
I mean, but he doesn't classify it as that. Right. He has his own definition of reality, just like Bill Clinton did when it came to Monica Lewinsky. But at any rate, he's an astronomical disgrace to such an agency that we have so much respect for. Mm-hmm. Him and even James Comey. Mm. You know, I mean, we expect these FBI people to, you know, they enforce the law. We expect them to be law-abiding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not big liars that don't even make good sense.
Well, you know,
that's how I see him.
He didn't do himself well. The Democrats went overboard, as they usually do. One Democrat who later retracted it, he said, "You deserve a Purple Heart."
Yes,
telling
he
this
did.
Man,
yes,
he deserved
he did.
A Purple Heart. I'm reading here at Breitbart.com that Peter Strzok reveals FBI debated aggressiveness of Russia investigation based on Trump's poll numbers. "Quote: Maybe we should just roll slow." Because Trump not likely to win. This is not how one should conduct an investigation.
No.
There was clear bias against President Trump. Peter Strzok reminded me of someone who had been hiding in the shadows, thinking he'd never, or his activities would never be discovered, because they all assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Now he's been discovered, the light is shining on him, and I think he's very uncomfortable. He did not serve himself well. The Democrats are trying to protect him, but there's no protecting his out-of-bounds behavior. I think it's disgusting. Now, I'm going to tie it in a little bit with the indictment of the 12 Russians yesterday, July 13th.
And not one of them are, that not in America, not American.
Not one of
not
those 12.
One.
Rod Rosenstein, he's a deputy attorney general who the Republicans are thinking about impeaching because he has not been forthcoming with the documents and information that they've requested. He announced the indictments of these 12 Russians or 13 Russians, whatever it is. The bottom line, Barbara, just what you said, not one American
not
was
one.
included. So where's the collusion? In order for there to be the collusions between the Russians and Donald Trump's campaign, you need to indict someone from Donald Trump's campaign.
And they don't have anyone.
They don't have
any
evidence.
This is a waste of taxpayer money.
Absolutely.
This is nothing but an out-and-out witch hunt, because these people have personal agendas and personal hatred. They are poor examples of people in leadership.
Well, I'm tying it to Peter Strzok because it seems as though the campaign to try to derail Donald Trump began while Donald Trump was running for president.
Absolutely.
And it continues through Robert Mueller's investigation, which has not produced any evidence that Donald Trump or any member of his family or the campaign had colluded with the Russians. Again, if this is about the Russians are responsible for Hillary Clinton losing the election in 2016. I have yet to see, none of us have seen any evidence of that.
No, why she lost the campaign is, number one, with all of the rigging that we did, she was a horrible candidate.
Right.
Some of us will never forget Benghazi.
Right.
Some of us will not forget that the Haitians didn't get the help that they were supposed to get.
Right.
Some of us know that she is a congenital liar. And because we don't look friendly upon liars, because liars are so dangerous, we were determined not to vote for her. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump won because the average ma, pa, Joe Blow, this cousin, that cousin said, you know what? My country is at risk. We've had politician after politician after politician, and now we have a politician who didn't care about our ambassador that's running, and someone who is not a politician. Let me get up off my couch. Let me put this hoe down, and I'll come back, and I'll finish raking my garden, but let me go out here and vote to save America from socialists and Marxists and those who are liberal, because we know that Hillary said if she was elected, it would be another term for old vomit. Obama, I know. And we didn't want that, so we said we're going to go with the businessman. And by the grace of God, with all of the rigging that was in place, the polls, the this, the that, she still lost. And we have been blessed.
Yes. So this is only the beginning. Now, Lisa Page, his co-conspirator.
His girlfriend.
And girlfriend at the FBI. She has avoided the subpoena. As far as I know, she has not appeared before Congress. But see, they thought they would never get caught. This is their squirming now. They're squirming. They assumed that Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Comey thought so, too.
Absolutely.
And all so of
now,
them did.
With Donald Trump winning, he disrupted a whole, it was almost like an underground network.
Absolutely.
Involving our law enforcement agencies, and that is unacceptable. They are accountable to the American people.
Absolutely.
Go right ahead. I want to switch to a little happier news, if I may.
Oh, yes. But even before then, you know what? I'm happy of the black clergy are calling a Maxine Waters out to task.
Absolutely.
What she's doing and what she has said is absolutely disgraceful. And I pray that the people that where the district where she is from will wake up and get her out of office. She's rich enough, and she's made it off of the back of those poor people who are still poor, and she's gotten, you know, she's rich.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're living in squalor, filth, squalor, and violence.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of her. In Massachusetts, I pray that they get rid of Elizabeth Warren, Miss Pocahontas,
mm-hmm,
who's not an Indian. I'm more Indian than she is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just had to say those things.
That's fine.
Thank you.
I haven't been following it closely, but we're grateful that the boys were trapped in Thailand.
Oh, yes.
Were rescued.
Thank God.
They were trapped in this some kind of tunnel, cave.
Yes, it
rather,
flooded. That's right.
In this cave. So thank God they were rescued. But we have to talk about Melania's
gown. One of the rescuers died.
Oh yeah, that's right. He was
a
member of a Navy SEAL, not
yes,
in the United States,
yes,
but from Thailand.
That's correct.
Thank you for mentioning that, Barbara. I
yes.
forgot he died.
Yes, that
boys.
Was that was sad. You know, and I have a friend Sarge. You know, he kept me up to date on that. You know, my friend Sarge, he used to be a diver and all of
really?
That. So
nice.
He was saying how difficult it was.
Wow.
Yes.
But I want also turn to another piece of happy news: Melania Trump.
Oh.
The gown that she wore is just striking, yellow, beautifully designed. She looked regal. She looked like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, as we mentioned earlier in the show, he traveled to Great Britain, and he met with the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, and her husband, Philip. And they came out of the, I guess, you know, where she resides. And I'm just looking at the picture of Donald Trump, Melania. It's just striking, the gown. Your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I had to go on YouTube and just look at that gown over and over and how she wore it. I mean, it wasn't wearing her. She was wearing it. She strutted like a peacock.
What do you think about her in terms of a first lady?
Oh, I think she's one of the most gorgeous, gracious, elegant, if not the most, that we've ever had that I can remember, that I can recall.
Mm.
You know, I mean, Laura Bush, she was, you know, like, blah. Jackie Kennedy, you know, she was a very classy lady. But here it is. We have a model who really models. And, you know, those designers who didn't want to dress her, remember that was a big controversy. Who's getting the last laugh?
Right.
She is. And those designers who are dressing her now are laughing at those who refuse to dress her. Because everything that she puts on, she models it.
Yeah. But Melania,
she is so gorgeous.
What's so good about Melania is not only is she a beautiful woman, obviously, and she can
inside
wear,
and out.
She's beautiful inside as well.
That's correct.
One of her first trips is visiting. She visited British soldiers when she went over there.
Yes.
She really cares about men and women in uniform.
Yes, she does. And children.
And children. That really tugs at her heartstrings.
But I just want to add one thing. You know, for those clowns over in England with that balloon and all of that foolishness, you know, like we have our set of clowns here too, but they should pray that they get a president like what we have here.
Absolutely.
In America. Look at what the immigrants are doing to them over in England.
Oh, it's terrible.
Absolutely. And you know, England used to be the cradle of our Bible. They've gotten so far away from the Word of God, and many great evangelists were born right there in England. They need a president like our Donald Trump. You can't make fun of him and it'll break his spirit. He's a New Yorker.
Very good point.
I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
And that is ridiculous.
I'm very glad that Trump's ambassador to the UK, I believe I have his name right, Sam Brownback, has spoken up on behalf of Tommy Robinson.
Yes.
For those who don't
know
who he is.
Right.
He has been exposing the radicalization of Great Britain through Muslims who have taken over parts of the UK, who have no-go zones, who have been indulging in child trafficking, child sex rings, justifying it because of their Muslim faith. Tommy Robinson has been successful in exposing it. So instead of really dealing with these radical Muslims who are abusing children, they have imprisoned Tommy Robinson
in
the United Kingdom. And there's been a worldwide campaign to get him freed. He's been actually, I've been reading his Facebook page. They've put him in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. So I'm glad the United States has stepped up and mentioned it to our British counterparts.
Good, good.
One thing, though, about the Democrats, we only have a couple of minutes left. Now, the Democrats, these radical, I don't even know, talking about abolish ICE, our Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Now, they put forth a bill on the House, in the House. Now, they don't even want to vote on their own bill.
Well, you know, they're a bunch of Looney Tunes, you know. They're not even good as Looney Tunes. But we need ICE. That's a very good part of our government that's trying to protect American citizens. And what gets me is I saw a video on YouTube where they were pepper sprayed by the police, and they deserve it.
Who was pepper sprayed by the police?
Those who were protesting against ICE.
Okay, gotcha.
And the police had arrested one or two of them and then pepper sprayed the rest. I bet you they scattered like roaches. Then another thing, I don't know where, but they're trying to pass a law where people can't wear those masks anymore.
Right.
And those cowards are going crazy because they want to hide behind masks. But if you're so proud of what you're doing, why do you need a mask? So I hope that's passed so they can be exposed, because they need to stop this. If they don't like what our agencies represent in the United States of America, you know, we have planes going in and out. You can take a plane and go any place. You can get on a boat, sail away. But stop all of this foolishness.
Well, you're talking about Antifa.
Antifa.
Which supposedly stands for anti-fascist.
And they are fascists.
They are the fascists. They don't want this unmasking law because they want, as you said, Barbara, hide behind their mask.
Absolutely.
If you believe in what you're doing,
be proud of it.
Exactly. Don't hide behind a mask.
Right.
And
they're
we are
thugs.
Grateful that President Trump pardoned the Hammonds, who are ranchers in Nevada.
Thank God.
So we're happy about that.
That's right.
Any final thoughts before we go off the
air? We're making a lot of progress in America because, thank God, we the people got out there and we voted against having another politician like Hillary Clinton rule over us. We have Donald John Trump in our White House, Melania, and they love God. They are not trying to cover all of the religious figures. Let's keep praying. Let's keep fighting. And this is our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.